I want to tell you what happened after I fucked the priest, when I confessed to him about watching my husband Kevin fucking our young daughter Annie. After I sucked and fucked Father John in his private office at the church, he suggested that the only thing to do would be to go to my house and confront Annie and Kevin about what they did. So he left for my house. Father's cum still running down my leg as we walked the short distance. Father John was a very virile man, apparently. Who knew? Well, when we arrived home, we found my husband and daughter in the living room, watching TV, looking all innocent and wide-eyed. They were both surprised to see the priest with me, and perhaps a little scared, too, because I'd never brought a priest home with me before. I said to my daughter, Annie, "You go with Father John to your room. He needs to talk to you, and you must do as he says." Then I looked over at my husband, Kevin, and said, "We'll talk in our bedroom." He went to say something, but I forestalled him and said, "It's either the bedroom or the police station. Your choice, Kevin." Well, you should have seen the look on his face. But he agreed that our bedroom was the best place to talk. And once there, I said to him, "I saw you fucking our little girl. You were balls deep inside her young cunt, and you had her saying filthy things as you fucked her." He looked embarrassed and asked, "What are you going to do? Are you going to tell the police?" I thought to myself, no fucking way was I going to tell the police. I wanted in on the fucking action. "Kevin," I said, "watching you fuck our daughter and hearing her begging you to fuck her cunt harder got my cunt wet. I finger fucked my gash as I stood by the kitchen door and watched, and I came when you pulled out and shot your spunk on her chest. I was confused about what I should do, so I went to talk to Father John. I told Father that I saw you and our daughter, and he wanted details. I started to tell him about the filthy words she was saying, how she loved your big prick fucking your tiny young cunt, how she was saying how she loved her cunt full of her daddy's spunk, and how much she loved your big cock stretching your greedy fuckhole. It was making my cunt dripping wet to tell the priest every dirty word. It also made him excited. And to cut a long story short, I ended up sucking his big cock, and he fucked my married cunt right there in his office in the church. The cunt that I wanted you fucking, and I still do want you fucking. So there, what do you think of that?" Well, you should have seen the slow grin that spread across Kevin's face. He said,
"Did Father John really fuck you?"
"Yes, he did, and I still have a lot of his spunk in my snatch, if you want proof." I was still dripping out his jizz. Well, Kevin was full of surprises. First, him fucking our young daughter, and now him wanting to see my cunt with Father's cum still in it. So I lay in our bed, raised up my skirt, and pulled my panties aside. My wet panties, so I could show my husband my cunt still wet from another man's spunk. More surprises were in store for me as Kevin dropped to his knees, freed his prick, and filled my cunt with his big, hard, thick cock in one quick thrust. I asked him, "Do you like my cunt full of another man's jizz? A priest, no less. Do you like knowing Father John was fucking your wife's cunt?" Well, he did. He said it felt fucking great. He told me he loved our young daughter's tight cunt, but mine full of cum was also exciting, and he loved that I'd fucked and let another man cum in my twat. He was pounding my sloppy gash so fucking hard, harder than he normally fucked me. I said to him, "You really like me being a slut and getting fucked by the priest, don't you?"
"Fuck yeah, I love you, and now everything is out in the open. We can both fuck our daughter, and you can fuck other men. We can all have a fucking great time."
"Do it," I said. "Fuck my cunt hard. Drop your load of cum into my cunt." And Kevin proceeded to pound me, his legs raising my legs up high and pointed towards the sky with him thrusting his big fat prick into my wet gash. And then I heard him groan as his spunk shot from his prick into my fuckhole and mixed with Father John's cum that was already in my cunt. I love hearing my husband cum. So different from how Father John sounded. How my husband shouts out my name, calling me a filthy whore, a dirty cunt, and for me to take every ounce of his precious spunk as he spasms and fills me up to overflowing. I was close to coming, too. I love my husband's big fat prick, and I came in his cock shortly after he did. And we stayed clasped together like that until I heard a muffled voice coming from Annie's room. So we hopped off the bed and we crept down the hall to listen to Father John and our young daughter talking. We stood outside the closed door and we each had an ear pressed against the wood. We decided to just listen for a few minutes before we joined them. I heard my daughter Annie tell Father John how she heard me and her daddy fucking, and she used to finger fuck her young cunt and listen to me talking dirty to her daddy. She knew her daddy loved dirty talk, so she decided she wanted her daddy to fuck her, and a good way to get that was to talk dirty. So she started saying dirty things and asking sexy questions of her daddy, and one thing led to another, and soon she had him doing things to her. It progressed from talking dirty to kissing, and then to cock and cunt play, sucking, and then full-on fucking. Father asked her if she liked sucking her daddy's cock and getting fucked by her daddy, and she excitedly said, yes, she fucking loved it. Well, Father John then said to our young daughter that she had sinned and was going to go to hell, but he was going to save her soul, that he had special powers granted from heaven above, and that he could give her permission from above to do anything she desired. Oh, thank you, Father, Annie said. But first, said Father John, you must do everything I say. And our very young daughter agreed. Upon hearing this, my husband Kevin said to me, I want to see what's happening. His cock was still hard again, and my cunt was soaking fucking wet. We opened the door to Annie's bedroom and went into her room. We were both still naked, and I said to Father John, please, carry on. We want to watch you liberate our Annie. He gave a wicked smile and told our daughter to strip. He wanted her totally nude for the blessing she was about to receive. Annie looked at us, and we both said, it's okay, baby. Do as Father John says. Then you'll be free to fuck as much as you want. Annie nodded her head and said she liked that idea and quickly stripped and was totally nude, just like her parents were. Then Father John had her kneel before him and told her to reach inside his robe and touch his cock, to bring it out into the open and to stroke it in an up and down motion. He placed his big hand over her small one and guided her hand up and down his cock at a pace that pleasured him. I could see it in his eyes. Then he told Annie, open your mouth, Annie, and take my cock inside. You already know how to suck a cock. Now you're ready to suck a holy staff of life. Suck my holy staff, Annie. Suck my cock. And she opened her small mouth and took Father's big cock inside. After a minute, Father John placed his hands on her head so as to force more of his huge prick inside her little mouth, and he started to fuck her face. She was gagging, and her throat bulged every time his prick entered her throat. Tears were in her eyes, but she kept on sucking the priest's big cock. Father John told her, suck my cock, you little slut, and get it hard for your cunt, you little gash that your daddy fucks. I was stroking Kevin's hard prick, as we were watching, and he was finger-fucking my sloppy, wet fuckhole. As we watched, we were mesmerized. We didn't want to fuck because we wanted to continue watching our daughter get her face fucked by the priest. It was so dirty, him still wearing his holy garments with just his naked cock poking out, our daughter sucking and gagging on it. Father John was fucking her mouth, just like he'd fucked my cunt. And then he said to Annie, "You have fucked your daddy a lot. Do you want to fuck your mother as well?" Annie nodded her head, "Yes." "That's good," said Father John, "because my cock that you're sucking was deep in your mommy's snatch, and you're sucking your mother's cunt cream off my holy staff." My cunt started to twitch, and I was coming with half of my husband's hand fucking into my fuck box. I loved the dirtiness of it all, watching my young daughter sucking my cunt juice off of a priest prick. Things couldn't get any dirtier than this, or could they? "Stop sucking my meat, you little whore. It's time for you to get set free, to get fucked by my divine cock." Then Father pulled Annie's mouth off his holy prick and lifted her up under the bed. She was all spread out on her back, her little legs spread wide, her wet, hairless little cunt waiting to be filled and fucked by Father's divine prick. And in just a second, Father John was up on the bed between her thighs, and she grabbed a hold of his prick and guided it into her cunt. And after a couple of grunts and hard thrusts, Father John was balls deep inside our little Annie. Kevin and I were watching as she was lifted by her hips up to meet the priest's cock, which was spearing her fuckhole, and she was begging Father to fuck her harder. "Fuck my tiny, tight cunt, Father. Ram your meat deep. I love cock. I love my cunt getting fucked." She was filthy, and I loved it. Her daddy had taught her well. Kevin and I could see Father's cock disappear into her gash and then nearly come out as the priest fucked into her. "I'm going to come, you filthy mouth little slut." And then he asked Annie, "Where do you want your first load of spunk? Holy spunk."
"Please, Father, I want to taste your cum. I love Daddy's cum in my cunt, but I also love the taste of spunk. So please, come on my face."
So Father pulled his prick from her cunt and aimed his prick at her mouth, and she sucked his divine load into her mouth. But before the little whore could suck his balls dry, he took his cock from her mouth and painted a cross on her forehead using his spunk. Father John had made a spunk cross on her forehead. Father said,
"I bless you in the name of your daddy, your mommy, and me. You can now fuck anyone you choose. So, little Annie, use your mouth and cunt with total freedom."
My husband was so fucking horny, he asked me if I would mind if he fucked her Annie.
"Of course I don't mind. In fact, I might join in a bit later."
And I watched as my husband slid his prick into her daughter's just fucked cunt. And they fucked each other. And Annie cried out,
"I'm coming, Daddy. Please, fuck my cunt harder, Daddy."
"I'm coming too, baby girl," her daddy said. And they both came together.
I watched as my husband dumped his spunk load into our daughter's greedy gash. Father John had come over to me. And I was sucking his prick, his priestly prick. That tasted of my daughter's cunt juices.
Oh, your pot tastes so good, Father John. And I can taste Annie's juices on it, too.
Father John said, "Look at your daughter's cunt." And we saw she was lying on the bed, legs spread wide, and my husband's cum was running out of her snatch. He continued,
"Do as I say and clean the cum from her cunt."
So I stopped sucking Father's meat and started lapping at my Annie's slit. I love the taste of cum, but I'd never eaten it from a cunt before. In fact, I'd never even eaten a cunt before today, but I loved it. I loved eating my daughter's cunt. Then Father told me and Annie to get in a 69 position, with me on top, ass up, as though I were in a doggy position. And my young daughter's tongue started to lick my fucking wet cunt, just like I was licking hers. Father told my daughter to lick my clit while he fucked my cunt, and then to swap off and to lick his prick and nut sack as well as my clit. Well, let me tell you, I came so fucking hard having the priest prick deep in my cunt and my daughter's tongue and mouth sucking my clit at the same time. Fuck yeah, it was great. Then Father John said he wanted to come in our young daughter's snatch. He wanted to bless her cunt with his holy prick cum. And as he fed his meat into her young cunt, I looked at my husband and said, Annie looks cute with Father's cum cross on her forehead and my cunt juice smeared all over her mouth. I loved it when my husband went to our daughter, who was still being fucked by the priest, and kissed her mouth covered in my cunt juice, and they licked the cum cross from her forehead. Our daughter said, I love you, Daddy. Mommy and the priest said it's okay if I fuck you both. Isn't that great? We both said it was good news, and we might even invite Father John to come back. And he said, I hope you both invite me back soon. As for me, well, I always loved sucking and fucking cocks, and now I was in a cunt as well. I know my husband feels the same way and wants both me and little Annie to experiment more. The best news was Father John said that him being a priest and all, and hearing confessions, that he knows of other families like us. You know, dirty and naughty. So if we and the others are agreeable, he could introduce us to these other kinky couples who have dirty children who love fucking their parents and others. We're very keen to meet other people like us with the same family values. And then before Father had to leave our house, both he and my husband fucked me and Annie again. What a day this was. And it all happened because I saw my husband fucking our daughter, and I went to see the priest for counseling. And now things were going to get dirty. And I mean really dirty. And I overheard both the priest and my husband making plans to turn me and little Annie into cum dump cunts. I sure am glad I joined the church.